This is William Cheng, lecturer of Hong Kong Community College, HKCC PolyU, presenting to you Ming Pao's editorial. Who actually controls ATV? Some time ago, Asia Television, ATV, wrongly reported that Jiang Ziming was dead. The Legislative Council Panel on Information Technology and Broadcasting had a special meeting to look into the affair, as well as allegations that ATV had broadcast paid news. However, the situation has not cleared up. There are now even more unsolved puzzles. At the special meeting, Leung Kar Wing, who had resigned as ATV's Vice President of News and Public Affairs, took all the blame for the affair, saying, "I've made a mistake. I've therefore taken the blame for it and resigned." However, he said earlier, "I tried my best but failed to stop the story from being broadcast." He then hinted that he had been pressured into getting it aired. He contradicted himself. Is there any factor he cannot very well mention? At the meeting, Mr. Leung was asked where the story of Jiang's death had come. He replied, "I wouldn't tell you even if you put a gun to my head." He shielded the source, saying he had to adhere to the principle that no journalist should name his sources. Suppose the person whom Mr. Leung has called a source works at ATV and worked with him. One may say the situation was different from that in which a person who is not an ATV employee provides ATV journalists with information. The source may be an agent of ATV's backstage boss, convey his orders to his news and other departments, and see that they will be followed. If this is the case, the source cannot be regarded as a source in the true sense of the word. We urge that Mr. Leung and the person who was his subordinate and had been in touch with the source consider the following. It is a sacrosanct principle of journalism that no journalist should name his sources. However, its true purpose is to safeguard the freedom of the press. If the source that contacted you is the backstage boss's agent and he told you to broadcast the story of Jiang's death, he, whom you call your source, is a conveyor of orders and not the source who ought to be shielded. Such a person meddles in journalistic work and violates the freedom of the press. If he is allowed to lurk behind the sacrosanct principle, will not journalism become a joke and the freedom of the press become a joke? We suggest that they should name the source. What role does Wang Qiang play at ATV? That is another question that was not clarified at the special meeting. According to the information ATV has submitted to the Broadcasting Authority, BA, he is an investor who holds convertible bonds issued by ATV. He is not a shareholder in ATV, nor is he an ATV director or executive. Under the Broadcasting Ordinance, he has no business to control ATV or be involved in its daily management. Chai Sha Chung, an ATV director, has been in litigation with the broadcaster. He has filed a complaint about ATV's management through his counsel. He has alleged that ATV Executive Director James Shing has denied ATV directors access to the company's documents and has refused to call board meetings. What has much baffled him is that Wang Cheng, who is not a shareholder in ATV, controls his operation, and ATV people only follow his will. The BA has said it will look into the role Wang Cheng plays at ATV. The broadcaster is the listed company. It uses the airwaves, which are a public asset. It must abide by the applicable legislation. It has now transpired that its management is quite irregular. The BA is duty-bound to ensure ATV meets all statutory requirements. It must not allow the broadcasting ordinance to be toothless to ATV. Thanks for listening to this Ming Pao's editorial brought to you by William Tang, lecturer of Hong Kong Community College, HKCC, Poly U.